Okay. What has happened so far? Today we are on the banks of the River Jordan. We've learned about the purposes of God, that He has purposed to bring His people out of bondage and bring them into a place of blessing. We have learned the importance of the Word of God and to be established on the Word and to be strong and of good courage, the Lord never forsaking or leaving us. We've been challenged with material things and my heart's affections and where these things, these material things, will they affect my walk and my desire and have an effect on the blessings that I can take in that the Lord has purposed for me? We've heard by the spies that have gone into the land and come back and given a report that there is victory. The inhabitants of the land tremble because of the testimony that has been given of the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea. And now we come and we are here at the shores of the River of Jordan. And you know, I'm impressed, even as you look in your outlines and you look at the map that is in the front, I'm impressed with God as the Creator. And as He formed and put this world into order, there was nothing that was done that was by chance. There was everything that was done that was in a specific order according to His mind. And when we see and talk about the Jordan River, and young people, today when we leave this study, I want us to have an understanding and a foundation, as we've been speaking this week, of what it means to cross over the Jordan, what it means to enter the waters of death and come out in resurrection on the Canaan side. What does that mean to me? And these are questions I'm putting out simply that you have these in your mind, that we establish these truths in our hearts as we go through our study today. And as we look at the Jordan River that is flowing down geographically towards the Dead Sea, did you know that the Dead Sea is below sea level? It's a lake that is lower than sea level. The Jordan means the descender, and it flows extremely rapidly. Those of us who like whitewater canoeing, it would be a good river to go on a whitewater trip. It's a very quick flowing, rapid flowing river that flows down to a dead sea. God in His wisdom has given us all these things, and they're pictures for us to help us to understand the spiritual lessons that He has given to us that we have, that we can learn. And so we find chapter 3, verse 1, Joshua rose early in the morning. This is where the energy of faith is seen. Joshua is not one, he's not sleeping in. It's not a day when, hey, just relax. You know, we got all day. No, no, we're going to get up. It's early in the morning. This is the time, young people, when we're fresh in heart, fresh in mind. The day is young. This is when we can open the Word, we can hear the voice of the Lord speaking to us, we can get the energy that is needed for the day that's before us. And what a day is before Joshua and the people of Israel this day. It's a day that we, as we've read, that they hadn't gone this way before. So let's look and develop these thoughts as we see the people of Israel, all Israel. And we find that Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. And after 3 days, the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying in verse 3, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. So maybe we'll start this morning and put out a few questions and challenges for us. They just spent 40 years in the wilderness. It was a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night that led the children where they needed to go. And here this morning, as the day begins, the officers go amongst the people, and he commanded them. He didn't say to them, when you see the pillar of cloud going out, follow that pillar of cloud. There was a new instruction. And the instruction was, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, follow the ark. So I'll just say, and then we open this up, that Joshua, with the leaders of the people, he set Christ in type. He set Christ before the people. This is the one that you need to be looking at. And it's very important. He didn't say, follow me. The leaders of the people didn't say, follow me as we follow the ark. He set Christ before them. Follow the ark.